Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby. We're so glad you're on the podcast today. This last Sunday, I bumped into a bunch of people that said that they listened to these. So if you're one of those folks, thank you for the encouragement. Thanks for being part of these. And hey, if you find these helpful, would you share them on social media today? Would you just send people to the website, weekdaypodcast.com, weekdaypodcast.com. And then if there's anything you'd love for us to address on the podcast, drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, on Facebook, somebody posted the question, hey, if you were to go to London, what would you make sure you went to see? If you only had 4 days, what would you see? Well, hands down on my list is what's called Winston Churchill's War Rooms, the War Rooms, literally the offices underground, basically, that Churchill lived out of as the war was going on. It was when Laura and I had a chance to visit it a while back, we loved it. There's a lot of quotes in there, but one of my favorites is this one, never give in. Never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force, never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Never give in. Well, today I want to talk about this idea of never giving up. And so 2 Sundays ago, I preached a message called Shaken, and it was about conflict. It was like, how do you handle conflict with godly character? What does that look like? And if you happen to miss that message, or if you want to go back and review it, I posted it on my blog just a week or two ago. Just go to yourbetterstory.com, yourbetterstory.com. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll see the replay. But the last principle that we gave that day is to not give up. One of the things we're tempted to do when things don't go well and they don't go on our timeline is just to say, all right, I'm done. I give up. Especially when it comes to conflict, we get worn down. We're like, all right, man, I quit. Well, in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John are told, you've got to quit, but they didn't back down. In fact, Peter and John answered the religious leaders that were ticked off and said this, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you be the judge. He's talking to his accusers. You guys be the judge. And then he goes on to say this, for we cannot but speak of what we have seen and what we've heard. In other words, Peter's like, we're not giving up. We're not going to walk away. And I'm telling you, when it comes to conflict, as we handle this in a godly way, we need to come from a place of character. We need to come from a place of, I want to make things right, not just to be right. I want to make things right instead of proving a point, that we would go into that moment and we would say, we'd keep that posture and that we would not give up when things don't go well. Why would you do that? Can you imagine if you maintained your character and you handled it in a godly way, can you imagine that one day you get to see the life of God at work? Just think about that. You get to see the life of God at work. You get to see God do something that you could never, ever, ever do on your own. Another positive result is you get to do the will of God. You get to do the will of God. You get to apply what God wants you to do in your daily lives. And so here's what I want to encourage you to do today. I want to encourage you to take the truths of the podcast this week, and would you begin to observe them in your daily life? For instance, if you're listening to this first thing Thursday, would you walk into this day and would you just look for opportunities to never give up, to extend grace instead of proving a point, to make things right? Would you look for those opportunities? And if there's a conflict going on now in your life, would you pause and would you ask God, God, would you help me to respond to this correctly? God, would you help me to respond to the attacks, to the conflict in the right way? Because when you do, the light of God shines even brighter. I know in the middle of conflict, it's no fun. I know some people like it, most people don't. In the middle of conflict, it feels like this is never going to work out. But man, I can't tell you how many times I've had people in my office that say, in the moment, I couldn't see it. But now that I'm months away from it or years away from it, I see how God used it in a powerful way. And I'm believing that for you today. I'm believing that God can use the conflict, the drama, the tension to help grow you in your faith and to show his light to others. Don't give up. Never, 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 never give up doing the right thing. You'll never regret doing what's right. Well, hey, I hope you have a great day today. And I want to go ahead and put a teaser out there that you would join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. I've got a sermon, a message prepared that God has had on my heart for a long, long time now. And so I can't wait for Sunday. I hope you'll invite a friend. And if you do bring a friend with you, bring them by the meet and greet room. I'd love to say hi, shake their hand, and say hello. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.